Suspense. The Armed Forces Radio Service brings you another tale starring Mr. James Stewart in The Rescue. A story well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Mr. Atherton's office. I'm sorry, he's out at the moment. May I take a message?
A routine office lie. You protect yourself that way from the world outside. My private office was soundproof, violence-proof. It was removed from the world as a monk's cell, and that's the way I wanted it. Mine was a respectable public relations job for a national committee with headquarters in the Wardman, one of the oldest and most respectable hotels in the capital. It was a March day of sudden warmth, the kind of pre-spring day you get in Washington. The air conditioning wasn't on yet. The window was open. And it was through that window that the world of violence suddenly came to me in a way I shall never forget. I was dictating to my secretary.
Shall I read back that last sentence, Mr. Atherton?
Yes, Helen, please do.
Your recent contribution couldn't have arrived at a more timely moment nor in a more timely amount. In fact,
it may make the difference between...
Good heavens, what's that?
Well, what is it, Helen?
Girl, she's on the ledge outside the window.
What?
They're trying to get her back into a room. Don't grab at her, she'll jump. Oh, Mr. Atherton, how horrible. She's going to jump.
Here, what are you doing out there? Don't just stand there. Now, go back to your room. If you jump, it won't be a pretty death, you know. You'll go right through that glass marquee down there.
Oh, Mr. Atherton, I feel sick.
Go on now. Now, go back to your room. Come on now. They'll help you.
No, they won't. They'll kill me.
It was the first thing she said. And as she said it, she looked straight at me with large, desperate eyes. She was a beautiful girl. I noticed that. And it seemed to make what she was about to do all the more terrible. The other windows of the hotel were open. People leaned out of them, watching. Just behind her, in the room catty-corner to mine, was a nurse and a husky-looking man in a white intern's jacket. They were tense, silent.
They're trying to take me away from here, and then they'll kill me!
No, now. Now, get hold of yourself. Now, it's just a nurse and an intern.
There's another man in there. He says he's Dr. Brune, but he isn't. There he is, see? That isn't Dr. Brune.
I'm Dr. Brune, and this girl is my patient. We're trying to get her to a hospital, and you can all help us prevent a fatal accident by leaving your windows and removing her audio.
He's not Dr. Brune. Dr. Brune says I'm not sick. Oh, please, please. If you'll just stand on your windowsill and hold out your hand, I think I could reach it and get to your room.
If you'll try that, sir, I shall hold you responsible for whatever accident occurs. Now help us persuade her to come back here.
No! I'll jump first.
I've warned you, sir.
Won't you? Oh, won't you just hold out your hand?
Oh, don't you think you could go back to your own window? It's much closer for you.
If you won't help me, at least phone Dr. Brune, then you'll know. Call him. Oh, please call him.
Oh, look. The doctor, what's he doing?
Hey, don't try that. You couldn't hold her if she jumped.
Of course he couldn't. What a silly thing to do.
Behind her, the doctor suddenly climbed out on the windowsill and reached towards her, as she'd asked me to do. With my warning, she'd moved a few feet along the ledge, away from her window. And that was my responsibility. That involved me.
You'll phone Dr. Brune. You will?
Shall I get him for you, Mr. Atherton?
Well, wouldn't it be quicker just phone downstairs? I'm sure they'll know.
Everything we can. Pardon me. Main desk.
This is Mr. Atherton. I want to find out
about the girl on the fourth floor, like everyone else in the hotel. We're terribly sorry, Mr. Atherton. The ambulance is waiting at the side entrance, and if you'll just bear with us, I'm sure everything will be...
No, I'm not making a complaint. I just want to find out who she is, who the doctor is.
Oh, of course, Mr. Atherton. Why, she's just a government girl. Her name is Hillary Sellers, and she and her mother came here last fall.
Her mother? Where's her mother now?
Well, it's an odd coincidence, Mr. Atherton, but... She committed suicide several weeks ago. Oh, not here in the hotel, you understand. And I can assure you today is the first time...
Now, never mind that. Tell me, who's in there with the girl now?
Why, that's her doctor and a nurse and...
And is his name Dr. Broome? Is that Dr. Broome?
Yes, yes, that's right, Dr. Broome.
Are you sure it's he?
Oh, certainly. You see, he came to take her to a hospital, and he promised there'd be no trouble. And then this had to happen, but I assure you...
I sat there for a moment, angered by the brutal indifference of the clerk. Then I stood up and I went to the window. She was still there on the ledge, waiting, quiet and motionless.
Did you phone him?
Hillary, now listen to me. Now, Dr. Broome is a psychiatrist, isn't he?
Yes.
And your mother committed suicide, didn't she?
Yes, but
now you must face the facts. Now, you're sick, and the doctor is just trying to help you so that what happened to your mother won't happen to you.
No. No, Dr. Broome said it wouldn't. I'm not sick.
Oh, but you're proving you're sick by standing out there and risking your life. Now go back to your window. They'll help you. She just stared at me for a moment, and then she moved. Slowly, she inched her way backwards until she reached the window. The nurse and the intern helped her inside. The window was closed behind her, a curtain drawn. In a moment, people began to leave their windows. I left mine, and that was that. Except that it wasn't. I tried to take up the day's business again, failed. That face, that voice, the tragedy of Hillary Sellers kept intruding like a bad conscience. And finally, I gave it all up. I dismissed Helen for the rest of the day, and I went down to the lobby for a pack of cigarettes. And then I found myself heading down the hall, irresistibly drawn to the side entrance. At the side entrance stood the ambulance. No one was about, and after a moment, I hurried back into the hall. And there, as I passed the elevator, I saw what was now the last thing in the world I wanted to see. The doors opened. I stepped back out of the way at a right angle of the hall. I wanted to turn my back, but I didn't. We always cast a sidelong glance at horror. And so I stood there, and I watched the motionless figure on the stretcher, covered by a sheet. They'd given her some sort of drug. The intern carried one end, Dr. Broome the other. The ambulance was loaded with its quiet cargo, and it left. And the thing was over. It was done. But then, I played the fool. I did something I knew better than to do, but I had to. I had to do it. I found a phone booth in the lobby and a phone book. Let's see now. Broome. B-R-U-N-E, Broome. It's Kimball. K-I-2-8-9.
Dr. Broome's office.
Is Dr. Broome in?
Who's calling, please?
Is Dr. Broome in?
Why, who is this, please?
This is Atherton. Lee Atherton.
Yes, Dr. Broome is in, Mr. Atherton, but he's with a patient at the moment.
He's there. He can't be.
I beg your pardon. He is and has been for half an hour.
Listen to me. This is terribly important. I want to know if you're absolutely certain that Dr. Broome is in his office. Did you actually see him when he came in?
Why, of course he's here. I was in the consulting room with him when the phone rang just now. May I ask why?
Well, then get him. I've got to talk to him now. Go on, get him.
Well, all right. Hold
Dr. Bruin?
Yes, Dr. Bruin.
This is Lee Atherton, Doctor. You don't know me. But I've got to find out if Hillary Sellers is a patient of yours. Now, do you know her?
What's happened to her? Where is she?
I don't know, but a man impersonating you just drove her away from the Wardman Hotel in an ambulance.
Nurse, call the district police. Get Lieutenant Rogers on the phone.
Dr. Bruin.
I'll explain very quickly, Mr. Atherton. Hillary Sellers came to see me yesterday for the first time. Told me Kurt Rayton was treating her mother. Now, Rayton is an unlicensed quack.
Now, wait a minute, Doctor. I thought her mother committed suicide.
Supposedly, she jumped from the window in Rayton's office.
But she didn't?
I think she was thrown.
You mean Rayton murdered her?
Yes. I informed the police of it this morning.
But how do you know?
Hillary told me Rayton was treating her mother for a heart condition with some sort of electrical apparatus.
Yes?
I checked the apparatus with the police this morning. It would be dangerous even to a person with a normal heart.
Oh, I see. But why is Rayton after Hillary?
Because he thinks she knows what he's done and he's got to get rid of her. He ducked out of his office this morning just before the police arrived.
But I'm sure she doesn't know about this.
No, she believes it was suicide. And she's never even met Rayton.
I see.
Here's your call, Doctor.
Oh, all right, nurse. Goodbye, Mr. Atherton.
Goodbye, Doctor.